Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hop-a-munda! Hop-a-munda,
what?
Hop-a-munda! Oh. Hop-a-munda, babada!
First day
this
of the
is
week.
Mark O'Mara. What, Robert?
First day
what?
Of the week. It's a brand new week.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. It's Monday. It's Monday. Ayahaba. Are you getting rain up there? Are you getting rain today up
it's
there?
It's schmutzing. Mm-hmm. We got
schmutzing?
Yeah, we got like drizzle. Pretty good rain last night when I was out there.
Yeah, it's nasty out today.
It's sloppy.
Though.
Yeah, gross.
Suddenly occupying myself with weather on the East Coast, something I normally don't think about, but traveling east. I begin to think about it. Not coming to see you, coming to Boston this week.
Humble brag.
I know. Boston.
Coming
I don't
to
normally
Boston.
Have to worry about the weather, but as I
normally
go
to I'm down here where it's 80. La la la.
And as
la,
I leave la, la. My favorite place to go to my second favorite
what a
place,
dick.
I just want to know how the weather is. And,
down here in South Florida, my brother Bilo have nice weather down here.
And
it's
then,
fantastic.
One time he get out.
One time he get out and he's...
And my new movie, not doing well. I tell you about that later. La, la, la.
Before we've got some gifts.
Yes.
And then I have just a touching romantic exchange that I want to share with all of you. This is, I rarely on a Friday evening take pen to paper and write something down because it's just so special that I immediately want to document it and get it onto the show. But I had that Friday. The comment I made to my wife, I said, that is so sweet and so kind and beautiful that I'm going to write that down for the show. And I'm going to put it right on the show. And but before we do that, you had mentioned to me, Rob Spiewak, that Oscar Santana has come in bearing some gifts, and he's rarely the gift giver.
That's well. What happened is they came to the post office box,
yes,
and they said, "Attention, Oscar Santana."
Yeah, I didn't buy these gifts, yeah. Mike.
So
no
I
credit
put them.
For
I
me.
Put them on.
Oh,
put on protective gloves.
I see it. I
yes.
see it. I see
and
it.
And brought
right
them
there.
To oh, Oscar. And what he did was something that you and I couldn't do in a million years. He
okay.
put them on the floor and let them wait there for 3 days.
Well, I'll tell it was appropriate. You know, I don't like to just when we have other gifts or we have something else to get to. I don't like to put it all in one.
Well, if
show.
I can offer a compliment, this is where you fit into the. Why is my printer? Shut up! I hate it when my equipment
we
talks
can't
to
hear
me
it.
When it shouldn't.
No,
shut up!
And thank you have Mike.
I talk
have
to
a,
my equipment in here.
You have a something. On your face.
What, yes.
what here?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's a. I cut myself shaving.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a piece of lint.
Yes.
Wait. There it is.
Oh, it is.
It's blood.
It's oh. bleeding.
Well, from this distance, it looks like you could be singing Happy Birthday to John F. Kennedy.
Vince Gale.
Actually,
hey, what's up, Crawford?
Yeah, it does look like one of those fake moles. What? What
nothing.
Did you say?
I didn't say anything.
No.
God damn it, I missed it.
Some CD interference.
Oh, there's our first of the day. Keep your fingers crossed. Oscar is the most disciplined among us, and
yes.
that's why he can show patience. He can lie in wait, and suddenly he can bring something in. It's just the way
this he perfect for a Monday.
Rolls.
Perfect for a Monday,
yes.
right?
Right on.
Okay, so what do you have in your little
hand? We actually, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, received some signs from the same listener.
I remember because we were back in Manassas
yes.
and we set them up on the stairs.
We're in the home
right.
studio.
Yeah, the living room studio.
Here from our friends at JMB Signs. Mm-hmm. They were kind enough to make some really unique signs for the Mike O'Mara Show, but they're different ones, so I'll walk you through them. The first one is
okay.
our... Euro logo, right, which is TMOS.
And that was the one that we had on the stickers.
I have that on both of my automobiles.
Automobile?
I have that. That's beautiful. Yes, I have on both of my autos, I have that.
You
actually.
Have two cars?
I have two stickers down here. Yeah, I have two cars.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, remember you got that Honda?
Yeah, I've talked about it. I got a Honda down here.
Yeah.
Remember? You need to pay attention, Rob. You need to pay attention to these things. Yes, I have a Honda. I have a Honda Cross Tour that has a, does not have actually an outside temperature. You know, you get used to luxuries in cars.
Oh, it doesn't tell you what the temperature is outside.
And it's weird. Something for some reason that I became addicted to, and now I'm always pissed off whenever I get into that. And it doesn't have you know, it doesn't have little bells and whistles on it, and I bitch about it constantly.
Was it a huge purchase?
It was not a huge. I mean, it was a purchase a couple of years ago.
No. I mean,
did you go through Fusilli Motors?
No, that's Fusilli. Kia. He's a Kia dealer. He's Fusilli. He doesn't sell Hondas.
You know what I
was
love
it
on
a Bazzilli
my car?
Deal?
It was not a Bazzilli deal.
I love the compass that tells you what direction you're driving.
The compass.
I don't have that. I don't have that.
Love it. All right, Magellan. What? Who looks at that thing?
I do. It's fun.
Oh, that's, the one that says west.
Yes.
North.
Yeah.
South?
Why are you holding up two fingers?
W.
Yeah, that's a good W right there.
All right. What other gifts do you have? I want to see what other gifts. Moving on. I love gifts. More signs. More signage.
Yes. Everywhere is signage.
All right, Christopher Columbus. We've got the Mike O'Mara Show. The actual logo.
That's beautiful.
That is lovely.
Fernando DeSoto.
And it has a website and our logo.
Thank you.
This
Henry
one I'll
Hudson.
Give to Rob Spiewak.
Oh, it says one. The top 10 reasons to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you want me to go from 10 to 1?
Sure, I love this.
All right, number 10, one time. Number 9, you are on scholarship. Number 8, face. Number 7, pony craves action. Number 6, don't trust Mac. Number 5, boom bam. Number
nice.
4, this is great. Tater tot casserole is really a thing. Number 3, Cocoonville exists. Number 2, keep it tight. And number 1, don't get happy.
Woo! Mm-hmm. Top 10 reasons.
The prime directive.
All right, and this is a sign. It's actually a nice visual aid, Mike. It'll remind you of us in Florida.
Can you put that? Can somebody put that closer to the camera so I can get a good look
that's
at that?
Actually,
I'd
that's
like to see
a
that.
Really good picture of all three of us in studio. And Pony, you want to make it not be upside down. There you go.
Oh,
that's
Pony.
A right side up.
Wow,
Pony.
That's
Pony.
Awesome. That is my fave. Yeah, I might have to keep that.
Do you still have the picture of me laughing and you?
I'd like
down
to
there?
Put that. I'd like to turn that into a business card. I'd love to do that. Can we get some Vistaprint cards with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
That.
No problem.
Let's do this.
Listen daily. That's fantastic.
Now, what is that one, Pony? We're gonna have to describe it. Oh, it's a vintage photograph, like probably from like 1910, of people gathered around the old Philco. It's a.
Can
huge
we give the
radio.
Plug? Can we give a plug to the guy that did this?
Sure,
this is
Mike.
Really
we should start. I think that this is actually. I love it when people go out of the way to do this because they're not just supporting.
I mean,
the show,
I was thinking about our listeners, and not only do they help us, you know, with all the different. Financial vehicles with advertising,
sure.
Bonus content, Amazon, all that. But they also, I was talking to my wife over the weekend about, you know, these promos that people are developing. It's become one of my favorite parts of the show. And we have people that send those in, don't even want credit in some cases, but keep on keeping on with that. We love that. It's fantastic.
Promos are awesome.
This next one is a personal favorite of mine, if you mind Pony showing him.
This one's going to Mike.
Okay, this one's going to Mike. Straight to Mike.
All right, let me see.
It's a picture of me. And it says Oscar Santana keeping it tight.
You got to put that right over his head. Right to the... See where his microphone is? Right to the right
that's
of
great.
His microphone.
I love it.
It really looks
that's
like...
That's where that's going to go.
You know what that looks like? That looks like clip art. Clip art of young urban professional.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
Young, douchey,
something special.
Professional.
Keeping it tight. Fantastic. You know who would love that? Your bride. Your bride-to-be.
Shannon,
bride-to-be
no, there's already our screensaver at home, Mike. She sees me every day.
There it is.
JMB Signs. It's jmbsigns.com. And we'll talk after the program, fellas. I think he's got a great proposal for us. To actually do some business with him. So.
Oh, cool.
That's exciting. Yeah, because I'd like to see a lot of people get
business.
Their hands on that kind
lots
of stuff.
People want pictures of Oscar in their home.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much to JMB Signs. Are you ready for my romantic story to wrap up this opening segment on the Mike O'Mara Show? And thanks for joining us, everybody, and hope you're having a fabulous Monday. How am I coming in? Loud and clear up there,
you
boys.
Sound great,
everything
Mike.
Going okay?
That's
sound wonderful.
Great. High fidelity.
That's exciting.
All around.
You know, the movie, one of the movies I didn't see in theaters, and they're, you know, I've actually been better this year about seeing movies in theaters than I ever have been, but Black Mass, the Johnny Depp, Whitey Bulger movie was one that I missed, and a couple of thoughts on that particular film. Johnny Depp, I think, has gotten addicted to the Mad Hatter, contact lenses, and yes. I can imagine what it must have been like on the big screen. I couldn't get by his contact lenses for his blue eyes that he wore in that movie. They were the pupils were too large, and it was disturbing because suddenly I felt like I was looking at a Tim Burton film, and it just didn't work for me when I was watching. I thought he was great, by the way. I thought he did. Oscar, I think you said you kind of liked the movie, right?
I liked the movie. It was a movie that... There are certain movies out there that are so
unpleasant
and dirty and grimy that
it was a grimy
you walk
movie.
Away you're like, eh.
But with the
not
contact,
really the Sunday night I wanted to,
no,
you know.
But with
spend.
The contact lenses,
not
did
feel
you,
good.
Did
not
you feel that it was Willy Wonka running the mob?
It was very strange because I mean every time, you know, and he does a lot of things where he's just like, yeah, you might want to do that. There you are.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the eyes are wide open and he's staring and I just couldn't get by that. However, in this movie, there's, I can't give you the actor's name. He played an FBI agent who was crooked and ended up getting in trouble because he was a friend of Whitey's growing up on the streets. Early on in the film, there is a scene where the FBI agent comes home to his wife. And they live in a like a little row house in south in the south end of Boston. You know, they're all Southies. They all have that. They're all there with their Boston accents there. There you go. Hey, how's it going? That every goddamn movie out of Hollywood, you know, whether it's from Good Will Hunting all the way through The Departed and all the other, you know, where they're like, hey, how are you? There we are. Well, you're going to do it. They just force feed these Boston accents
wicked
on you.
Smat.
Wicked smat.
Wicked smat.
Yeah, and they you know. There, go far out. That's a wicked smart thing you got going there, Whitey Bulger. Yeah, and now they talk. The guys from South, they talk like that.
Sure.
And the cops talk like that. And even the FBI agents in this movie talk like that. So the FBI agent, there's a scene where he's coming home, and he immediately walks up to his wife who's in the kitchen. I think he kisses her on the neck. And they have a romantic exchange, which culminates with him lifting her up on the counter and pressing his body into hers. And during this scene, we're lying in bed watching this movie on a Friday night, and Carla leans over to me and she says, you know, I used to remember when you would be driving up the driveway to the old rental house. You guys remember that rental house I had out in the middle of the Northern Virginia woods? And she said, I would see the headlights come in and I would hear the door. And I used to get excited, probably like she's getting excited in this movie. I used to get excited when I would see the headlights and you would come up and like I didn't miss a beat. And I said, do you still get that way? And her quote to me was, you never leave.
Well, it's like that old country song, right?
Holy yes.
How can I miss you when you don't go away?
You never leave.
That's right.
That was
you're
me.
Her sombra. What? You're her shadow. You're always there.
We're always here. I'm always together.
Man.
Whether it's Maine or Florida.
That is
you
rough
know,
for Carla.
I'm going away for you know about 8 days up to Boston, but that's it. Other than that, I never leave.
Well, that's why she's
so maybe it's good that I'm heading out of town this week. But,
that's why she's probably getting involved in all these activities outside of the
she's
home.
She's got to get out.
She's got to get out.
So I
Someone's
paused the movie.
Leave, yeah.
I said, darling, I'm going to go get my computer, and I wrote it down as number one on the show. I wanted to share that incredibly romantic
Candid.
Exchange
yes.
That I have. You know, and it wasn't, well, you know, you're not, you know, you don't commute anymore. It was not even gently handed. It was, you never leave.
Well,
you don't leave. No, it was, you don't leave.
You
I wrote
leave.
It in quotes that when she said, you don't leave. That's what she said.
Show title.
Yeah. And,
you don't leave. But you do leave. You just don't leave for a long time. Well, how about this?
Well,
you don't
I haven't
leave.
Been playing golf lately because my back's been on.
You don't leave the perimeter.
I don't leave the perimeter. No, I don't. I don't get out of the Cocoonville.
And what you really like, if you really want to, you know, fight fire with fire and say something harsh back to her, say, you know, honey, the next time I leave, it'll be the last time.
You know what? I'll get right on that, Rob. Yeah. Now you can start the show. What a wonderful idea.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's fun to be married. I've never been supervised before. I'm supervised. She studies what I do. Like an anthropologist. Should be like sometimes he will watch a movie on TV, even though he already owns that movie on DVD. Pointing this out to him confuses and upsets him. I had no supervision when I was a kid. We were free to do what we wanted, but also with that, no one cared about kids. I grew up before children were special. I did, very early 80s, right before children became special. Like, I remember when milk carton kids became a thing. When they were like, hey, we should start looking for some of these guys. I don't think they're just blowing off steam. No one cared about my opinion when I was a little kid. No one cared what I thought. Sometimes people would say, what do you think you're doing? but that just meant stop.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest connectivity. I'm sorry, the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. And if you're here, you do too, my friends. And thank you for that. We really appreciate it. Our show today brought to you by Betterment, the revolutionizing new software that actually helps you invest better. The revolution of personalized investing has begun, and it doesn't matter if you're a multi-million dollar investor or you're just starting out. Everybody should get involved in this, because it's never too early to start planning for your financial future. And the answer for you is Betterment. Betterment, what is it? It is a streamlined approach to investing. It's automated, it's easy to use, and it's easy to see how your investments are doing, all at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services. They're revolutionizing the way people invest, and the good news is that it's going to save you money. Betterment, what do? They use a smarter technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions. Plus, Betterment will advise you. You tell Betterment your financial goals, and Betterment will give you actionable steps to get there, even taking into account your non-Betterment assets. Nice. They'll look at the whole package for you, and it's wonderful. They'll tell you if you're on track to meet your goals and then implement the plan to get you there. Remember, never too late to save for retirement or other financial goals. Please do it with Betterment. You can get up to 6 months of automated investing and do it for free, and more information when you go to Betterment.com/TMOS. Again, that's Betterment.com/TMOS. BETTREM. Let me it again. BETTREMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment, investing made better. So, nice. Willkommen. Hello. Yeah, it was quite. So I lead today, Rob, because I have to defer to you, because I did not get the Today Show fix in. And Cappy Pfeiffer over the weekend. Another thing I wrote down on Friday night before everybody started really talking about it was something that caught my eye on the internets, and that was that Richard Simmons has been kidnapped. Cappy, God lover, I love Cappy Pfeiffer. Cappy Pfeiffer is extremely selective with giving me ideas for the show. And I think sometime in the middle of the weekend, Cappy sent me the link about Richard Simmons and said, I'd love to hear TMOS's take on this. Well, that I hate it when somebody says, I'm miles ahead of you, but I didn't want to respond to Cappy. I just wanted to thank her for being on the same wavelength as I was. I had already written it down to talk about it when I came in. And then I just highlighted the story from online, and then I see the Today Show. When they teased today, they talked about the fact that they were going to have an exclusive. Please tell me you saw the exclusive.
I saw it.
With the candy striper shorts boy.
I didn't pull any tape, but here's the thing. It was so weird because it was a Donald Trump-styled phoner, but it was a phoner
so
with him.
So he's still a recluse. They didn't have
who
any
knew
video
he was missing?
Of him.
And here's the other thing, is that the phone was, it was like a two-sided phone conversation. They didn't even have Savannah in studio doing the phone call. So it was just
Let me give people the background on this, okay?
Because
this is the story. This is the story I got from Us Weekly, where and this is what caught my eye first. And when did this come out on Us? This was from March 12th. A couple of days ago.
Saturday.
And the article says, where in the world is Richard Simmons? The enthusiastic workout guru has been actively out of the public eye for nearly 2 years now, and his close friends are concerned that he's being held hostage at his Hollywood Hills home, according to the Daily News. So the Today Show was here today to clear it up. How did that go down?
Well, apparently Savannah called him from her dressing room. I don't know, because, you know, at least on a phone interview, normally you hear one person
it
in
was
the studio.
An ass setup all around.
Obviously, you know, was it one of these deals where it sounds like that, you know, we've got 3 minutes to talk to Richard. He's
He'll
got
talk
a window
now.
And you have to,
and he's getting more right jars.
And it started out, hi Richard. Hi Savannah, how are you?
Okay.
You
was
sound
upbeat.
Good.
He didn't sound like I'm being held hostage.
Blink twice.
The thing that made me almost spit out my coffee is when she brought up the fact that people have suggested that your housekeeper is keeping you there against your will. And he
is this
said,
housekeeper a male?
No, it's a lady.
The birdcage?
And this
well,
is
no,
the
I'm,
just,
no I'm thinking more like, you know, Liberace.
He can't wear shoes.
Is his housekeeper his protege? You know, I mean,
but the thing that made me almost spit my coffee out is what he said. No, 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 she's fine. We're like man and wife. I said, sure you are.
It's like, man and wife. She's got me shackled to the bed. No and, video, though.
No, and they showed the most recent video they have of him.
Where he's got the gray hair.
And the complexion and the self-tanning. And it's just what it looks like. It looks like.
Is he still thin? That's the most important thing.
In the footage they showed, he was as thin as he's ever been.
Well,
but,
that's
you know,
good.
Yeah, has, but like low T-cell long... thin.
No, oh. What you know?
Are
you doing?
Not Delamil thin?
No, right. No. Like not infirmed. Like infirmed. Type
thin?
Of thin, yes. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well,
that's
also,
not good.
You can never really tell because those...
That's alleged, by
those
the way.
Tank tops hang. They've got a really nice drape on them. And I think he has... I think he's very particular about his tank tops. And, Mike, I want to remind you, when you move all of your cards to the right, you're done eating for the day.
That's right. That's I remember. I still remember that. Meal. Never did it. But here's the quote from Us Weekly. Right. He was in touch with his close friend and former assistant, Mauro Oliveira.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, Mauro.
Didn't we have an assistant program director? Anyway, it was in April 2014. That's a long time ago. The odd meeting ended with, well, first of all, the credibility of a conversation that was 2 years ago.
Yes.
Is, but Us Weekly doesn't care. They'll print it. Here's the quote. I just want to be by myself, and I want to be in the house, and we're never going to see each other again. That's what Simmons reportedly
that
said.
That was not. So, he said nothing today that really would contradict that. He said, and he brought up a lot of his greatest hits, if you will. He said, you know, it's hard sometimes growing up as a fat kid.
And, oh God!
And he brought that up, and he said he's just enjoying life and enjoying the time present. And I think he mentioned that he was a little sore because he said, you know, Savannah, I've taught thousands and thousands of classes.
Trending
Simmons
on
rode in a float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade that followed the following November. He attended a Los Angeles fundraiser for in January of 2014. So it has been about 2 years since he's been seen.
And now this might make me seem impersonal, but I haven't missed him. I don't know.
No, and I saw when I saw him trending on Facebook and I saw him trending on Twitter, I said, what happened? Did he die? And then I dug deeper and I realized that he'd just not been in the... In the press for 2 years.
It says in January 2015, so that's over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
He TMZ reported that the LAPD paid a visit to Simmons after they were tipped off that things might be awry at the Hollywood Hills mansion, but found Simmons alert and responsive.
He had a few bites of cake.
A wellness visit.
The thing, though, that
Rob, do you think his housekeeper has little blonde ringlets and... And red lipstick, you know, how would she sound? I'm curious about that. You know, would she sound like Betty Davis?
I'm just I know this, Richard. If you want to be in the people's eye, that's fine. But you've taught thousands of classes. Don't you think it's time you just enjoy the day? Don't you? Don't you, Richard but Simmons?
You're making me stay in this chair.
But you are in that chair, Richard. You are in that chair. Now look, I made you a lovely dinner. It's a roast bird. It's
wow.
A crow.
So nothing in the interview dispelled the notion that he's going to be out of his house anytime
but
soon.
This is what's so evil to me to think this, but he has been out of the public eye for over a year. But has
Which
done,
is fine. I mean, celebrities
fine.
Get done. They don't want to deal anymore. And that deal a meal.
But also, he spent the previous 30 years doing everything he could to be in the public eye. Maybe he's truly tired of it, but...
Got all the money he probably needs.
Do you think he sent out, you'll pardon the expression, some sort of floater to say, where's Richard Simmons been? And now he's getting calls, and now he's something without doing anything.
Yeah, but is his shtick even relevant these days?
People are still trying to lose weight.
Yeah, but look, again, your perspective is different than mine. As a kid, I remember him simply from him being on talk shows and telling kids to exercise, right?
Right, right.
I always felt like a man with such short shorts shouldn't be around kids, but that was just me.
That's right.
But that was his thing, and I thought he had great spirit, and I think once I saw him on The Biggest Loser in the early seasons.
Great
spirit, right?
Yeah. He's eating cake.
These days, when I go to the gym, I don't see anybody doing aerobics classes. I see them doing these spin classes or CrossFit or these like specialized courses.
And that's
right?
on a bike, so I would think that'd be a logical little step for him. He could hop on, come out with his Richard Simmons spin class and
deal
do all
a bike.
Of that. Did she address the held hostage thing?
He said
he
said there is no truth to it whatsoever. That he is well, he is happy, he is just.
Does
out
he
of the
leave the
eye.
Home?
That was not asked. That was not asked.
You see, great journalism as usual.
Well, it's Savannah on the telephone. It's the only thing worse than Savannah in person.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd ask it. There,
of course you would.
Modern, don't get me started on modern journalism in America. But I mean, wouldn't you ask if the allegations that he was being held hostage? You know what? We should book him. We should.
That would be.
We
a
should
get.
Book Richard Simmons. He's been a guest. I've interviewed him before. You know.
Well, right now.
Do you think maybe the reason he isn't on TV is he looks like the Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy?
that he gained the weight back?
Yeah, that would be another reason he would stay.
How recent was the photo they showed on the Today Show?
All the video from the Today Show looked to be a year or more old, so he could definitely have put on the weight.
So he had to, for some reason, whatever illness, whatever affliction he has, he can't take Adderall anymore?
No, his prescription is... Prescription is for pralines.
Pralines? There's no way pralines was on his menu.
No. One of his favorites, historically.
Really?
Yeah, that's
how
he said.
Do you know this?
I remember when he was talking about being a fat kid. That's made my ears perk
Those
up.
Those shorts really
hypnotized. Pure sugar, Oscar.
It's
pure sugar. That's what
and
he ate. Yeah.
Butter, baby.
And butter. Butter and sugar. Thanks for the tip in, Rob. my God. Speaking of food, Rob Spiewak went to his favorite place in the world over the weekend and took the... Sexy Supper Club with him. We'll get an update on that. And Rob wanted to cover also some bitching. So that's always lovely. And then I'll tell you how I hurt my back again. More fun and more thrills coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
Yeah. Thank you, boys. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Club W. If you're anything like me, you know exactly what you like and how you like it, except when you roll into the wine aisle. The wine aisle has always been problematic for me. No matter how much I drink, and I've had a lot of it, I can never really decipher the wine aisle. It's always frustrating. Well, now you've got a solution, and I don't know what a tannin is. I don't know what the whole way you analyze a wine, but Club W has saved the day for me. Club W has taken the guessing game out of the wine biz. Club W, the world's only personalized wine club, a club that sends wines you're going to love right to your door. Thanks to their easy 6-question palate profile quiz, you're always going to get wine that you love. Club W makes sure every bottle you receive is perfect for you. You don't need to be a wine expert. And they also lead the grape-to-glass revolution by working directly with the vineyards. They cut out the middlemen, that nasty, evil, terrible middleman that... I hate the middleman. He's horrible. And you save money. Right now, Club W is offering our listeners 50% off their first order when they go to clubw.com/TMOS. Wine should be fun, not pretentious. Start learning as you drink at clubw.com/TMOS. You'll even get 50% off your first order. That's clubw.com/TMOS. And cheers.
Cheers.
So, birthday boy Rob Spiewak had himself a nice little night at our favorite Chinese restaurant. Ooh. Where each entree is 750,000 calories. We're talking, of course, about the Peking Gourmet. Rob likes to say Peking.
Peking Gourmet.
I say Peking. Peking Gourmet Inn, which is the home of presidents and one of the most famous restaurant that I've dined at.
In a strip mall.
Used to love it. And it's in a strip mall in an area of town. And it's in an area of town, Oscar, that I would say continues its slide into oblivion.
No,
but,
I think it's gentrifying right now. It is.
Oh, it's certainly not.
That's terrific. No. I appreciate
a lot of one-tier tattoos.
It is international. It's got a wonderful international flavor.
Absolutely.
It's the Cold War.
It's gentrifying. Sure it is.
I remember when we went for the first... The food is really, really... Okay.
It's the best food in town.
Now, wait a minute. It is fabulous food. You cannot argue with it, but you're not a fatty food guy. I know that.
Not a food guy at all.
You've been there, correct, Oscar? You like the food?
Yeah, you guys took me there.
Yeah.
That was the only time, right?
Only time.
You never returned? Okay.
No.
And, this is Chinese food on steroids. It's the best Chinese food you will ever
eat.
Probably in the country. I love it.
I put it up against anything, and it's my
you
favorite.
You ate when you were there? What are you talking
about?
Because
I'm polite. I'm not a monster.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
You didn't enjoy the duck.
I think I was
Szechuan
oversold.
Beef proper.
The duck was like, eh.
What? Oh, my God. You're a blasphemer. You're a blasphemer.
The ambiance also. Walking into the joint, you're like, eh. I drove all the way out here for this.
Well, you were not impressed with the senators and congressmen and presidents
generals and
generals on the wall, include and DJs back by the bathroom where they put our picture.
No, you're still over the arch. You're still over the arch. Your solo shot is still over
with
the arch.
With the old crew, right? With the old crew?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to work on that. Well, I'll get up there one day.
Well,
That's the way it is. You know, you got to modify
it. I think the location really took it out of me.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Oscar.
Well, when I think of international cuisine, five-star restaurants, I think of Seven Corners.
Well, it is. It's
but
not
you know what?
Quarters.
It is. Bill Clinton has dined there. George Bush has dined there. I don't know if Obama ever made it over there.
I don't know. I did not see a photo. I know that Bush Elder ate there all the time to a point where they built an area for him.
So,
I mean,
Obama!
Not sure if he ate there or not. Really, really not
but
sure.
Obama! I am in the minority here.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, you got over there. You stopped over with your supper club. You brought a lot. How many newbies did you bring for your birthday dinner at the Peking Gourmet Inn?
Brought a couple that had never been there. And you'll agree with me, as someone who has dined there several times.
Did they treat you or did you pay yourself?
He had a gift card.
No, I had... I paid myself. We all paid our own way, but I
very
kicked good. In the gift certificate
that's very
from
sweet
Dirk
of you.
Vastrick, yes. So it sort of defrayed
and
the
this
cost.
Is a
oh,
second,
so somebody paid. Somebody
yeah,
paid.
The second celebration.
Yeah, well, the first one was really just drinks.
Yeah, just drinks on Tuesday.
That's right. It's bad. Boy, you know, hard to celebrate a birthday on a Tuesday.
Yes.
It's just no good. And so we said, let's get together and let's do something on the weekend. Saturday didn't work because two of the couples were skiing, but they could do Sunday. So we got an early reservation.
Sunday
did they go
fun
to Whitetail?
I think they Massa went
nothing.
To Whitetail. No, I think they went to Whitetail. Big skiing family.
Another great stellar reason I moved out of D.C. You know, hey, we have skiing. Technically. I mean, really. And look, they're not going to be an advertiser on the show, and they advertise on every. But don't. Wouldn't you say the D.C. area technically has skiing?
Yeah.
Within 2 hours.
If you like ice.
Yeah,
if you like
Liberty,
ice and you like hills, Liberty.
Or you like
there's
skiing.
Another one.
Yeah, I could
like
never really ski.
Minutes.
So
right?
I snowboarded
but, I mean,
for a little while. It wasn't that much fun, so I got out of it.
It's not like you're in Denver,
no,
you know, where you go to the Rocky Mountains to experience it. You know, you go to a hill with granular ice shavings on top of
and
it, and they make
bar.
Snow.
True Don't enough. Forget the tow bar. Tow bar takes you up the
make
hill.
It's going to be 60 degrees this weekend. Make sure you get out to Whitetail for to ski on the mud.
Season pass.
Yeah.
They're all brown runs.
Now, if you go to...
No double black diamonds?
No, it's all brown.
If you go to Snowshoe in West Virginia, like 9 hours away, you can find a real mountain.
Were you a skier, Mike?
I skied. I skied in my
nice.
Day.
Nice.
Yeah, I skied in my day, and I remember the reason I am bitter is that I believe
wooden
it was Whitetail. Where
wooden
skis
poles.
Back in the days, yeah. And I was skiing down, a black fat man. A black diamond. I'm sorry. I was coming down. It was a white fat man. That's what it was. A white fat man. That's the furthest away from a black diamond you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And I will always remember skiing in D.C. as flying down the mountain, feeling confident about myself on some packed powder, some lovely packed powder that was freshly manufactured because we don't have skiing conditions in the D.C. area.
Mike, what they have is snow machine, machine.
I will never forget, and I'm feeling confident. And when you're confident on skis, you don't, you know, you don't vadle. You don't go back and forth. You actually, you know, you keep a straight line.
Is that a German word?
I don't know. I don't even remember skiing terminology.
Is it vadle here, Romero?
You go back and forth. That's slaloming. I didn't slalom because I would go back. Because when you're confident, you just point those skis down the mountain and you zip down. And I remember going down, and I was at White Crap. You know, Whitetail.
Big as I'm sponsor coming down in the there, day, as I recall.
And yeah. A big sponsor. And I remember flying, going, hey, this is great. I'm really skiing.
Isn't
and
this
hearing
great?
This
isn't
sound.
This great?
Yeah. Isn't this great? And hearing this sound under my skis that went. And I hit a patch.
Oh, no.
And one ski went. And I remember, you know, I went suddenly sideways. The whole deal with one ski up in the air, I was even a big man back then.
Right.
And I have never hit the ground harder in my life. And it was one of the things where...
Almost in free fall, because you're probably going 25 miles an hour when you're going down
the
road.
That's where the ice is. It's at the bottom.
For our listeners, they can relate to this. From the movie Animal House, when John Belushi falls back on the ladder and collapses on the ground, I had the exact same look on my face. That is exactly the same look on my face that I had.
Oh, God.
It was horrible. And I will. That's my little tribute to the skiing. So anyway, did the Chubbuckses go skiing? Is that who went skiing?
No, the Chubbucks stayed home, but they love the fact that you say their name Chubbuckses.
Yeah, the
Chubbuckses.
Plural.
Because it's Chubbuck. It's the Chubbuck family.
Yeah, well, the Chubbuckses.
When it gets
always
sexual, it gets Chubbuckses.
Very sexual.
Two X's.
The Feuerbachs and the Talamys went skiing. That's who went skiing.
The Hormans?
No, Feuerbach.
The Feuerbachs.
The Feuerbachs went skiing.
So the Chubbuckses, the Feuerbachs, and the...
Talamys.
God, these sounds like drug companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the furniture.
Someone called the INS.
I don't think the INS is.
What's what are their names again?
Talamy, Feuerbach, Chubbuck, Speedwagon.
Do not take Talamy. It may cause serious allergic reactions or suicidal thoughts or actions. Tell your doctor right away if you've taken Talamine and you have new or worsening depression or unusual changes in mood or behavior.
Anyway, don't take Talamy if you're allergic to Talamy. That's what I can offer you. But we did, we got there, we all got our cocktails, and it was slammed, always is on a weekend.
Before using Chubbuck's, you should be tested for tuberculosis, an increased risk of infections and vulnerability to fight them may occur. Tell your doctor if Chubbuck's is right for you. Go ahead.
And Mike, remember, you can buy Chubbuck's at your local Feuerbach.
Nice.
We did was what they have dinner menu C, where you get a taste of everything, served family style. And I'm going to try for the benefit of Mike, who is there decent Chinese food anywhere in Florida?
I haven't eaten Chinese food. I've eaten Thai and a lot of sushi, but I haven't eaten Chinese food based on Mrs. O'Mara's dietary restrictions. The closest thing I would have had would have been... On Saturday night, where I had some curry, and that was super fattening, and I gained a pound the next day, so I can't eat that now either.
What is curry?
Curry, I had curried chicken. It's kind of a Thai curry.
Okay.
With a green curry dish. It was
coconut milk.
It was ducky. Coconut milk.
Has anything to do with
super
the lady?
Fattening.
Nothing to do with the lady on the Today Show?
No, absolutely
that, no
not.
One wants
no.
to
Ann
that curry.
Long gone Ann curry. No, I never had
don't
that.
Don't want Thank that. Let's see. For your benefit, I will run down the dishes they brought
Give
in the
everything.
Order they brought them. I started with a Suffering Bastard, which is a nice light rum drink.
You might as well go. If you're going to have 550,000 calories, start out with a 20,000 calorie drink.
Yeah, and it is the base liquor on that is Bacardi 151. And
there you go.
Fun to watch the other people that had them say.
You and Carrie steal the cup?
No, we didn't steal anything. We did not.
Oh, that's sweet.
And largely because Carrie says, you know what, Rob? I said, I didn't bring my purse.
Oh. So didn't plan ahead.
Did not plan ahead. They
didn't
started
bring my
us
satchel to steal things.
With I think it's Thai celery and fresh cucumbers that are sliced, which is a nice.
Boo.
Well, no, it's actually.
Bring on the fat. Bring on the fat.
What
bring the stuff
doing?
Fried
it's
in
birthday,
oil.
Man.
Then dumplings and spring rolls.
Yes.
Huh?
Oh,
the best in the world, the leek dumplings.
Yum, yum.
Then a scallop squash soup.
Ooh.
Oh, now you're getting experimental here.
Well, this is all
scallop
this is,
squash soup.
This is what's on dinner menu C, and they rotate the soups in and out.
Wow.
It was really good. And then,
Oscar, that is the funniest. Oh, not for me.
Then
give me a chicken finger and a piece of lettuce.
No, ooh, no, that's not what's driving me nuts. It's that he's talking about the food like it's a hot chick.
It is a hot chick.
It is. So you scallop and squash soup.
It was delicious. Really good.
It was wonderful.
With a little bit of cilantro in it. I'm not normally a cilantro guy, but it it really worked. Right. Then they brought out two ducks, and we had the ducks, which the best Peking duck in the world. Then this is when it gets almost crazy, because then comes out the chicken and garlic shoots, the Jan Jan shrimp, which I know is your favorite.
Chicken and garlic shoots?
Yeah, because it's the young garlic that they grow at their farm in Purcellville, so it's like baby garlic.
Oh, chicken, and then they have garlic shoots,
right.
too.
Yeah, exactly.
How is the chicken prepared?
It is in a light white sauce, and it's all white meat chicken. I think it's stir-fried, and the garlic is added at the last minute.
My favorite sauce.
Oh, it's so good.
here you go.
And then the Asian, I think, I forget how they say it on the menu, but the Asian lamb chops, which is like candy.
Oh, my God, the Asian lamb chops!
And then the Szechuan beef proper.
Right.
God, it seems like I'm missing something. Oh, yeah, combination fried rice, because there wasn't enough food. And then for dessert, of course, the homemade mango ice cream. We ate for about 3 hours.
Man.
It was sensational.
3 hours of nonstop eating, and then another, and a full day the next day on the bowl.
Exactly. I had to install a seatbelt, actually.
Right.
But it was fantastic.
How did your guests find it?
They were marvelous. Mike, the food was so good, and this is the God's honest truth. People with celiac disease ate gluten. Vegetarians ate meat. That's how good it was.
Cats and dogs living together.
That was cats and dogs living together. It was outstanding.
Delish.
So thank you to everyone at the Peking Gourmet. Wonderful.
Lovely. Very exciting. Mike, we'll take a break when we
can.
Yes, you're done?
I'm done. I just finished.
Good. Congratulations. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. I'll tell you how I hurt my back again. And it was an idiot move. Happy me. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Here's my latest. Rob, you doubled up. You sent me more coaster cards from Joel Roberts. Joel Rogers. I love Joel Rogers, but, you know, I want to get the newbies. I want to get the new ones on. So this is this guy is Joseph Vornberger.
Mm.
He is an aquaculturist.
Ooh.
And here's what his Vistaprint card says. Loving the symbiotic relationship between aquaponics and our environment. He must be a smarter person than I. This is Joel Vornberger. And that's wonderful. And he must be from Northern Virginia, because he's got a north.
Let me look at it.
Well, I'd love him to come on the show and explain to us what aquaponics
are.
All
I can think of is hydroponics.
Well, that's different. That's in the back of Rolling Stone.
Aquaponics is when you grow food in pools, right? People's pools.
Pools?
In the noodles, Mike, in the pool noodles.
Yes.
Pony
aquaponics, you grow the garlic shoots.
Found out something incredible. Do you remember last week Mark Mativier sent us all those T-shirts and bags and stuff?
Yes.
Do you know all of that stuff came from Vistaprint?
Really?
Every single thing. They
that
do
is wonderful.
Everything.
Hey, let me tell you about the great deal. 500 cards for under $10, $9.99. 500 cards at Vistaprint. All you have to do is use the TMOS code. You love these cards. You're going to love these cards if you haven't gotten them yet. They're totally customizable, front and back. Upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, do whatever you want. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. Visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and send it to us. We'd love to share it with you on the show. And remember to use the TMOS code at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Well, you know, this is not, I want to preface what I'm going to say by saying this is not stereotypical. But the fact is, we were talking about American Chinese food, and we have a legitimate Chinese intern that comes to us from American University.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And she is from China, and this is the first Chinese intern, legitimate Chinese intern that we've had Asian Americans intern on our show over the years, but we have never had someone from China. And she's one of our favorite lovely interns, Lou, and we're crazy about Lou. And Lou just got back from spring break, and I just wanted to welcome her back to the TMOS studio. Lou, how are you today?
Hi, Lou.
I'm good. How are you?
I love listening to her. I really
Lou,
do.
When
Lou,
when you hear,
go ahead, Dustin.
When you hear about Americans going to a strip mall to eat Chinese food and really just falling all over themselves.
Too detailed and too in-depth a question,
Are you
Oscar.
Disgusted?
A little bit.
Lou, that's I don't know.
He's leading it's kinda, the witness.
Well, you know, it's kind of a stereotype thing, but it's actually a legitimate question. I'm not sure whether we ever asked you. Have you had American Chinese food? And if you have, what do you think of it?
Yes, I had American Chinese food before, and I just don't know why Americans love those kind of food so much.
It's nothing at all like real Chinese food, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, and I think I probably asked you about food before. What is, because we love talking, you know, Lou, we're fat guys and we love talking about food on our show. What is your favorite dish that you're, I mean, this is a legitimate question, that your mom makes at home? What is something that's very special that you have for a family dinner at home?
Dumplings are kind of like a family food. We eat at the Spring Festival, and my mom will put a special corn into the she will pick one dumpling and put a special corn into it. Whoever picks the corn dumpling will get a luck for the whole year.
That's sweet.
That's very love that.
Yes.
I love that.
That's what Rob was doing. He was looking for the special corn.
I found
Lou,
it this
I don't say this enough about you, but I just want to tell you, of all the interns we've ever had on the Mike O'Mara Show, I probably admire you just about as much as anybody we've ever had.
Thanks a lot,
I
Mike.
Know, oh, shut up, Rob. you know, hey, Lou, Rob was an intern, and we used to dress him up in silly outfits and make him go out and stand on the street. Isn't that funny?
Silly white man, Lou.
Yes, no answer. Okay, but let me move on.
She's scared at Lou, the direction of this
conversation. Here's what I think. I know, and I've always been told, and I know this, that mastering Chinese for American students is one of the most difficult languages, and it's it goes the other way as well. Mastering the English language, if you're Chinese, they are so completely opposite from one another, and I have a tremendous amount of respect and admiration. And do you still study on a regular basis your English? Do you still work on it and practice it?
Not really. Yeah, I just learned by talking to Americans.
Just how I learned.
How much better has your English gotten since you came to American University?
A lot, especially the writing skills.
Okay, all right. So one of the things that...
I have to write a lot of homeworks for American University.
Right. That's right. Sweet. When I was there, we didn't do that.
Well, to be clear, Mike, it was assigned. You just didn't do it.
Well, we got around it. We got around it. We had, you know, on McDowell Terrace in the McDowell Hall where we, and the terrace, by the way, was the basement. It's where they put the special needs kids like me.
How can a terrace be in a basement?
Well, it was called the McDowell Terrace, and it was downstairs.
Okay.
You came into the dorm, you went by the elevators, and you walked down a flight of stairs. My window opened up to ground level. I would open my window, and I would see when we were, and it was a great way to sneak in late at night.
Sure.
You saw many people carried in and put in through their window. The windows opened, and quite often we would, if we didn't want to go through security late at night, we would take the non-circuitous route to get down to McDowell Terrace.
Oftentimes, Mike would open the window and call to passersby, "Have you seen my baseball?
Have you seen my baseball? Have you seen my baseball?"
But, hey, I'm up for this. Is it possible if we took a show field trip before Lou's internship's over to Peking? And we went out there, and we'd actually get her review, because I'd love to hear an actual review from her.
I think that is a wonderful show destination.
Right?
And when I come through in the spring, we will do that. I think that's a wonderful idea, and I'd love to get the interns. Is she still going to be with our internship at that time?
She will.
That's good. That's very, very exciting.
And, Lou, it's American tradition for you to pay.
Yes.
She doesn't have to pay.
Not really.
She doesn't have to pay. She doesn't have to pay. That's ridiculous. Hi, Dirk. No, that's terrible. That's terrible.
How dare
you know what? He has been so incredibly generous. You know, I'm not going to invoke that name, Stephen Douglas McIntyre. But anyway, what's wrong with me? What is happening? I'm terribly sorry.
Well, you wrenched your back. That's the problem.
Yes.
You're playing in pain.
I wrenched my back. Okay, so
can we guess?
Local...
Yeah. What happened? Like what you did?
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so I know you like to stir when you can't get out, so you probably try to fix something around the house, but you had to lift something heavy, like an like a AC unit or something, and then just
wrong.
Okay.
You are wrong. We'd like to guess. Rob?
Yeah. Did you slip on a cake of soap in the shower?
No. Did not happen in the home.
Comical.
Getting off of the toilet.
No, not in the home, Pony. Listen to the clues.
Not in the home. What does not in the home mean? Listen to learn, learn to listen, for God's sake.
The buzzer was so loud.
Yes.
It disoriented
It's him. Not loud, Mike.
No, he's just being a jerk.
I'm sorry about that.
Were you in a store of some sort?
Feel that.
What? It was better before. Don't listen to Pony.
Yeah, don't listen
you
to me.
You were fine. The level was fine. Don't ever make jokes about volume.
There you go. Now the buzzer is coming and going.
Yeah. It's like Doppler.
It's like a stereo effect.
Nice.
Laying down some buzz beats.
Thank you. My bad.
All right. Yeah. Last evening, a couple within my neighborhood invited us to a social event, and we went to the social event and got a chance to meet some new people, people that have been in the neighborhood for a long time that I never got a chance to meet. And you know that I've had a pretty interesting week. And so, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. Oh, God. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Oh, if you're going to tease you have to
use the
sneeze button.
Zero payoff. We're just sitting here watching you sneeze.
Aw.
That sounds like Thomas the Train Engine.
Well, I thought you were doing Donald again.
No, I still have the cold. I have the cold. Now I went out and I drank too much cheap wine, and I have a hangover today.
Oh.
And my kid is allergic to amoxicillin, so he's on drugs. Mrs. O'Mara is hurting today. And then last night, after a wonderful evening meeting new friends and old friends.
Was it at their home or was it like
the
clubhouse?
It was at their home
house.
From 4 to 6.
All right.
It was a lovely little get-together. I went outside, and there was about a 2-inch drop from their stairwell down to the little walkway. I don't know why it's there. I don't have it on my house, okay? I guess at some point somebody replaced the little walkway and put one down that was, I don't know, or they built up the floor. I don't know what the deal is, but I was wearing Florida casual,
which is?
Was a pair of shorts with loafers.
That is a good look.
A lovely look.
Let me tell you.
A lovely look. It's basically, evil frat boy from the Carolinas. That's what it is.
Loafers.
And I was wearing loafers, which is not my mode of footwear here. I'm a sandal guy. And by the way, sandals as far as the eye could see at this party. From now on, I'm wearing what I want. I'm wearing a golf shirt, shorts, and sandals
to
these
parties.
You're welcome,
ladies.
And I came out, and all I did. Now, and by the way, I should also tell you that yesterday I went out and hit golf balls. Wedge to driver, no fuss, no muss. I felt on top of the world. I said, this is great. It's coming back quickly. I'm walking out of this house. The people that had the party, I am sorry I don't have their names, but I don't.
Well, they'll be
That's
named
Carla's
in the lawsuit,
job.
Won't they?
No. And I stepped down, and, you know, it was a fraction of an inch further.
Yes.
And my heel went, get! And when my heel came down, it shot up my back, and I just had a twinge momentarily. Walked home later. Everything felt fine. Woke up this morning in bed and knew that something was terribly wrong. And now I am walking around like one third of the people here. And the people that walk the way I walk, you know what they're getting ready to do? They're getting ready to see their maker. That's the way I'm walking right now. I am walking around, and it is, it's like, where's Mike? Well, Mike will be along in just a second. Somebody's at the door. Okay, here he comes. There we go. Here comes Mike. He's getting out of his chair. He's taking tiny little ginger steps over to the doorway. Now, I can sit in this chair pain-free. But
that's
if
good.
I am to move in any particular direction, I am experiencing pain to the point of nausea. That's how bad it is.
And people should know that the chair you refer to is not a wheelchair. It is
the chair, by the way, this overpriced chair that I bought like 2 years ago when I moved the office down here, is not what I would describe as a totally back-friendly chair. They can put all the little doohickeys and bells and whistles on these
levers.
Chairs, but you know what? The levers don't do dick
Have you ever
when it comes to that.
Thought to stand and do the show?
You know what? That's a wonderful idea, but that you know what? That falls into the category of you getting me to go down to the Comcast headquarters, and I know you'd like to get me to move. I'm not standing up and doing the show. That's all there is to it. I'm not doing it.
Didn't reach the buttons. It's a sit-down board. He couldn't
Oscar,
do it, yeah.
back yes. on the old Don and Mike show, Rob knows the position that I took to do a show. I was mocked for it, but I did it. I like to be relaxed and comfortable when I'm doing a show. And to be honest with you, if I could bring a Sleep Number bed in here and wheel it into the studio, I would do the show that way as long as I could press the button.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
True enough. So
that happened, and then yesterday, that happened after I visited with Benjamin, the I don't give an S Comcast man, who came by.
You had
I
another guy
guarantee,
come out?
Well, another guy came out. This is my ninth
Cable
or tenth
guy.
Person. Cable guy. Yeah.
Cable guy.
Now, I complained to corporate in Philadelphia last week. I actually
Ooh.
Got through to the corporate offices
You's
and complained.
Got trouble.
I got you want a cheese with or a cheese without?
Hey, this is Comcast. You's got troubles.
So I complained and I got a far too competent lady named Dominique who was telling me that she was so. I've got your ring. I've got it right here. This is the elevator ticket. We're going to do that. We're going to send someone out to you. I said, now, hold on. Stop. If you send somebody out, everything at the house has been checked. All the connections have been checked. All the fittings have been redone. Everything has been done to that. This is a community-wide issue. Man, we have to see how we're going to go through. We're going to go through. Yeah. I said, I know you're doing that, but I just wish there was a way that you wouldn't send a guy out because you're going to send me a tech who you said was a supervisor who isn't a supervisor. And I that, now, was I being a little dickish? Yes, I was.
But you've been
I'm
to
frustrated.
The dance a million times
yes,
already.
I have been to the dance. And in fairness, the last guy that was here actually increased my speed, which was lovely.
Cool.
You know, just lovely. And he was a lovely young man who looked like Wyclef John, and we had a great time and a great conversation. Now,
did you ask him if he raps on the weekends?
I did not. I did not go there, but thank you. It's a good
you
idea.
Know,
maybe
knowing,
next time.
Knowing is how the career is going, it could have been Wyclef
John.
Yeah,
do you have a mixtape, sir?
Just leave it here.
Just leave it on
I
the
I happen
desk.
To be in the business.
I'm a radio guy, and I might be able to help you.
Do you tell these people they look like certain rappers?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay,
I do not.
Good.
I just It's just long shoulder-length dreadlocks, and he's lovely. So anyway, so he came, but this is not the guy that came
no.
out. So I have the conversation with the lady that was called by corporate that now works out of Palm Beach
Ooh.
And called me because she's the next tier up. And it's some sort of executive complaint department. But the problem was when her tone changed with me, she said, where is your business located? I said, I'm out of my home. And she immediately changed the tone.
Oh,
because when you're doing this out of your home, everything they're seeing, they don't really care. So that's where what I'm up against right now. So I said to her, you're going to send somebody out. What you need to do is send a crew out to the neighborhood
yeah.
and get whatever's happening out in your node or your hub or whatever your little piece of equipment. She wasn't having any. She said they have to send the guy out anyway. And I'm pleased to tell you they sent another guy out. And in the entire collection of Comcast Don't Fix the Problem people, this was the most disinterested, the most lethargic, and the most pleased to tell me there was nothing he could do. Benjamin. His last name is, let me see.
Button.
No, it's Benjamin. Here it is. Benjamin, his middle initial I.
Yeah.
It's Benjamin I, and his last name is Don't Give a
Oh, shit. Him.
Thank you, Benjamin. It was nice talking with you. Yes. You know, and I'm sure he was busy. Oops, excuse me. I'm sure he was busy. He probably had a Trump rally to go to. He looks like every skinny MF-er I've seen at a Trump rally over the weekend. So thanks a lot. And but you know what? We're hanging in there today. Don't get
yes.
happy.
Yes. Don't get happy.
But hey,
don't get happy.
Fantastic. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks, Benjamin.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I am Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, you, the public, spoke about when farting is appropriate and when it's not. And we're going to review our fart polls.
Why do you sound like you're running for something?
There's a lot of farting going on. I'm running from something. Also on this week's episode of the show, war or not. It's a brand new game. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a case of t-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. We've become a society of bingers. It's the best way to watch TV. Now, thanks to Texture, it's the best way to read magazines. Let me tell you what I love about Texture. Mrs. O'Mara got tired of all my dated magazines lying around in every corner of the house, especially the bathroom. Oh. And, you know, Texture has eliminated that. I get all my magazine content now with Texture on my tablet or my smartphone. I can binge away every magazine you can imagine. I love Esquire. I love Vanity Fair. I love Golf Digest. I love these magazines. Everything I possibly want in magazine content. Sign up for Texture today. You're going to love it as much as I do. You can get instant insider access to the best reads and premium content. Stop wasting your time, wasting your money, wasting paper. Get Texture today, and you can share it with the whole family. That saves you money. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. All right.
Perfect.
All right. And, you know what I just realized?
What's
Guess
that?
What time of the show it is, everybody?
News.
Let me start it again with the proper volume level.
News.
And thanks, Mac. Thanks so much. What, did he just get here, or did he go out to get something? What happened?
No, he was bringing something for Rob. I think it was a miscommunication.
All right, no problem. I have wonderful news to share with you this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Jess?
Kanye West has figured out the most awesome thing about Kanye West. Isn't that great?
That is, ooh, you know, because I've been worried about it.
By the way, on News You May Not Need, I only lead with Kanye West when he really is a true a-hole.
When he deserves
Yesterday,
it.
This was his tweet. He said, quote, I have discovered my single greatest quality. Now, in my entire broadcast career,
yes.
I have said good things about me and I have said bad things about me. I have discovered my single greatest quality. I've only used that in mocking tone.
Of course.
If it's something really stupid or bad. Well, Kanye's not like me.
No.
This is it. I have discovered my single greatest quality. I care. That's his single greatest quality.
Isn't that sweet?
That's good.
Everyone can say anything they want about me, but they could never say that I didn't care. He didn't stop there. Quote, I care about people. I care about our future. I care about truth. I care about quality. I think human beings can create a utopia. I believe in us. Now you know.
Does it make me a bad quality that I don't care about that?
Well, you know it's hard to say that when all you've been saying your entire career is I just care about myself.
Yeah, exactly. Counterintuitive.
He's an ass. Thank you. Zootopia stayed strong at the box office, taking in another $50 million this weekend, which brings its two-week total to more than $142 million. The surprise Cloverfield sequel, 10 Clover Lane, Cloverfield Lane, finished second. We were all talking about that last week. $25.2 million. Sacha Baron Cohen, I was using a little Borat at the beginning of the show. The Brothers Grimsby bombed. It opened in eighth place with just $3.2 million. That's the worst debut ever for a movie where he's the star, but it's not like one of his movies.
No,
right?
he's not doing his character.
No, I've seen some of the clips of it, and it looks like it's the same style of humor. But you know what? He's not promoting it. And he is a promotion machine.
Yeah, usually when a star doesn't promote their movie, he's not behind the movie.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Did we even know it was coming out?
No,
barely, right?
I haven't seen a single preview.
Yeah,
no, I don't. You know, I like it when Sacha Baron Cohen is doing the stuff, doing what he does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There was a big story Friday about how Beetlejuice 2 was finally happening, with Tim Burton directing and Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder returning to star in it. Well, I have a feeling you know what I'm about to say. It's not happening.
Aww.
This was a bunch of BS, at least not now. Burton's rep, and by the way, there are not a lot of movies that I would actually break this story and share this, but I would be very excited if there was a Beetlejuice 2.
Of course.
I would like that. Burton's rep says the information was based on fabricated comments. The movie is not currently in development. Tim Burton is still finishing up his contact lenses for Johnny Depp. No, I'm sorry. He is still finishing up his adaptation of the book Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Tim Burton, he's a weirdie. He's an odd one, yeah, this one.
He's a weirdie. I like weirdie.
He's a weirdie.
After that, he starts work on a live-action version of Dumbo.
Oh, God.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I agree, Bob.
He's got to pay the bills.
Just want to go. Yeah, he's got to pay the bills, but that's Tim Burton. A new study by
that stop animation's not going to pay the mortgage.
That's right.
And Oscar, you know what? I know I mentioned it, but did you notice that the contact lenses in Black Mass were just a little over the top?
Maybe you didn't even notice it.
I'm so used to Johnny Depp's makeup being over the top what really bothered me about that movie is how dark it was. That's really what took me out of the whole
I thought,
premise.
Rob, if you see it on pay-per-view.
I'll take a peek and see.
I can't get by his eyes. A new study by St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia and the University of San Diego found that taking a picture before you eat actually makes your food taste better, Carla O'Mara.
Nice.
That's her secret.
Selling it to yourself.
Yeah. Here's why. When you pause to take a picture of your food and possibly share it on Instagram, the delayed gratification.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where's the blue apron? Sorry. It's just a little window into my soul right there. The delayed gratification makes you enjoy it even more once you start eating it. I know they don't have a commercial schedule on today's show. Yesterday it was steak au poivre.
It's, yes,
one of the classic steak dishes, and we got it from Blue Apron. And this is what I heard in the kitchen. And I'm just sitting there, and it was every fiber of my being when I'm like, is the picture done yet? Has everyone gotten my lunch yet? Can I have it now, please? Anyway, there's one catch about this story, though.
Yes.
The researchers found the effect only works with unhealthy food.
Really?
If you Instagram your salad, it's still going to feel like you're choking down a salad once you start eating. But if you take a picture of your chocolate-covered fried chicken, it'll taste even better once you start mowing that down.
Mike, how many times have I told you hunger is a wonderful sauce?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, Ducky. Harris Interactive asked people the name of their favorite book from childhood. We got a top 10 list here. Any boys like to weigh in on the top book from childhood?
Can we do 5? Because I feel creepy talking about all these kids' books.
I don't know. Mine is always
Mike. Oh, stop it. I have a 30-month-old. Don't worry about it, Johnny Pedophilia. It's going to be fine.
Is the Holy Bible on the list? Because that's
the one I like the most. That's very nice. Those are both pretty good comments. Why I do this news you may not need. By the way, if you're studying the way this show works, ladies and gentlemen, you do a news you may not need. You set the table with your compatriots. They say something funny. You move on. That worked very well. Number 10, The Giving Tree.
Shel Silverstein.
Number 9, Little Women. Louisa May Alcott. Rob, you dated her, didn't you?
I dated some of the women. I found them to be too little, though. I just wanted something a little taller.
Number 8, Curious George by Hans Augusto Rey and Margaret Rey.
Staple of your childhood.
Yeah, I love that.
Number 7,
books.
Good Night Moon. I've read that to my kid a million times. Number 6, Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah.
Who can argue
and
with that
one?
And
the more modern one, Charlotte's Website.
Rob, you're never going to get.
What's that?
You're never going to get. The Bible is number 5.
Oh my God.
Or Stories from the Bible, number 5. Number 4, Nancy Drew. Number 3, Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah.
I know that's really popular.
You know what?
I never
liked it because it was surreal. It was
scary to me as a kid.
Yeah.
Number 2, Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
And number 1, The Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss. I put on my list Robert McCluskey, Blueberries for Sal, and One Morning in Maine. Thank you very much. Those are the two that
and
I love.
Number 11,
and,
Mike, The Herod Experiment.
Anybody that knows that book is laughing out loud right now. That is awesome. And now a little something. Oh, dear. Listen, I am just the messenger. Stop. I am
no, you
just
may not distance
messenger.
Yourself from this like that. You
I have to distance myself
in,
from
baby.
This one. This is the one. You might have skimmed it, Rob. We go to the same prep sources.
Yeah.
If you ate cornflakes this morning, we apologize for what you are about to hear, and I mean this.
I
okay?
saw the video. I did.
Someone posted a video online on Friday that shows some dude peeing on the conveyor belt at a Kellogg's plant
oh, yes.
in Memphis, Tennessee.
That, hi, you know, this is the internet, Steve Marmelstein.
No, Steve.
Marmelstein.
What are you this doing?
This is on the heels of the guy from Wendy's that took a dump in the chili.
Yes.
Oh, this mm-hmm. is really, and that, I think that was in maybe, I don't want to say it was Tennessee, but I think it might have been. You can tell it's a Kellogg's plant because after he's done relieving himself, the camera pans up and shows their logo.
Great.
Now, there are a lot of unanswered questions. They don't know if he was an employee, but what went on the conveyor belt or if anything was contaminated. But the video in it looks like some kind of grain gets dumped on it after he's done his business. Kellogg's released a statement. They're great. No, I'm sorry. Kellogg says, quote, Kellogg's takes this situation very seriously and is shocked and outraged by the video. We've alerted law enforcement authorities and regulators and are conducting a thorough investigation. They also say the video was recorded in 2014.
Okay.
So this guy's at large.
Went through the cycle already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's been out of commission about as long as Richard Simmons has been a hostage. they say the video was recorded in 2014 and may have affected Rice Krispie treats. Rice Krispies treat cereal. Is there a Rice Krispies treat cereal, or is it just Rice Krispies?
No, there is treat
There's
cereal.
A treat cereal,
there
yeah. Mm, small
and,
little guys.
And all of your puffed rice cake products.
Ooh.
So, if you ate Rice Krispies 2 years ago, all I have to say to you
yes.
is snap, crackle, pee.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Did we get that in there?
We did.
It's all I cared about on today's show. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We'll take a break. Come back with the Magic Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak. Right here.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband's birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the right All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
Thank you. Welcome back to the Michael Berry Show.
Oh, you're done. Okay.
I appreciate the effort. That's all I'm going to say about
oh,
that one.
I like
do.
That one.
They can't all be winners.
Do. I know. Thank you. Welcome back to the Michael Berry Show. Hello, friend. How you doing? You look good. And why shouldn't you look good? We've been shopping through Amazon, haven't we? Huh? Have we been doing that? Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. We do. We really do. So you feel great, and we do well, too. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support this show. Whoa, whoa. I feel sorry for those who don't shop Amazon that way. How do you sleep at night?
Yeah,
if
how you, do you?
If you enjoy this entertainment, which Oscar informed me last week, is still being enjoyed by as many people that enjoyed it last year, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm very happy about that. But if you don't shop through Amazon, how the hell do you sleep at night, please?
Please?
Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us. Thanks, friend. Let's meet soon for a cup of coffee, okay? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I have to open up the audio
yes.
vault. Thank you very much. It's time for Rob's audio vault for Monday, March 14th. St. Patty's Day week. And Rob, of course, will have to bring out the leprechauns later this week.
Oh, I'd like to meet them. Good to see them
yes.
always. Mike,
very,
have
very
you?
Exciting.
Do you know there is only one school in history in the state of Virginia that has made the NCAA bracket 6 years consecutively? Only one school.
Only one
ever
has done that?
It.
I would have thought.
Oh, God. Here we go.
They're in, baby. They're in.
His Rams.
That's not the only school that's done it. You were just conjuring.
No, I was informed by a listener that the only Virginia school that's ever made it.
Virginia school.
The only Virginia school
oh,
that's
Virginia
ever made it.
Virginia school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only like three schools.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's many universities in Virginia.
No, that actually contend to get into the tournament.
Yeah, you got the Cavaliers. You yeah. got, what, James Madison.
Yeah.
Well, you got a bunch of schools.
Yeah, but they don't make it into the tournament.
V!
Yeah. 6 years in a row.
See?
Go, Rob.
Pretty good.
You, VCU, VCU, go,
go
Rams,
Rams, go.
If they could just get a better IT guy on their bus, that'd be all right.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about that on Friday. But
yeah, we need one.
This is the one thing, yeah, after you do the bus, coming over by the studio. Yeah, I do love you. This. It's hard to keep track of all 68 teams that are in the bracket. So here they are for you in less than 45 seconds. This will help you out.
Orange, Red Raiders, Blue Raiders, Blue Devils, Golden Hurricane, Hurricane, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Governors, Crusaders, Knights, Commodores, Friars, Gales, Phoenix, Shockers, Roadrunners, and Players, Seahawks, Jayhawks, Hawkeyes, Hawks, Seawolves, Ducks, Owls, What's Up, Mock, Buffaloes, Bearcats, and Two Bears, and Five Bulldogs. We're only halfway there. Fighting Irish, Boilermakers, Lumberjacks, and Mountaineers, a couple of Pirates, Musketeers, and Cavaliers, Longhorns, Bulls, Beavers, Eagles, Rams, and Aggies, Hoosiers, Sooners, Badgers, Utes, and Huskies, Jaguars, Two Panthers, Four Wildcats, Wolverines, Terrapins, Jackrabbits, Two Trojans, Spartans, Warriors, yep, that's it. Write them down, get out your brackets, it's March Madness.
So one day this week, I will wear my class ring. That is my promise to
you. Oh, good for you, honey.
Mike, where do you weigh in on Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? I don't know that we've ever discussed them.
I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. I'm not a, you know, I'm not somebody that went to see them back way back in the day, but I will tell you that ELP, you know, if you use those letters, you truly know the band, and I think that just a truly amazing sound.
They're, agreed.
You know, they perform in blackface, right?
Yeah. What's that?
What is
comedy
what
act?
Is wrong with you?
Progressive rock band,
oh,
you
I'm sorry.
Dick.
Play
heard,
some
I've
Emerson,
heard,
Lake, and Palmer for the Bolivian, please.
They're the biggest hit. And,
ooh, what a lucky man.
Very sad.
He was. In fact, I do with my mouth. I actually do the keyboard part.
I don't know the song.
Can you get to the good part? You're playing like the beginning of it. I like it when he does the...
Well, this is... we're going to play some of his better work. Keith Emerson,
you know what my
player.
Favorite part of this song is? When he gets to the solo. Okay. Can you skip ahead? Is that, or how much do you have? Just a blurb?
I just
you have just
a clip.
Clip.
But I do have some of his great work when their song... Oh, here we go, Mike.
Here we go. Right here. You know this, Oscar, right?
I've never heard this.
Listen to this. This is awesome right here. Listen to this keyboard. This great. This is when synthesizers first came into their own.
What year was this?
70?
I wasn't even born then.
Yeah, I know you weren't born then, goddammit.
As I like to refer to it, Mike, the golden era. But Keith Emerson, keep it up.
I want to hear this. Tribute to him. You got my favorite part, Rob. This is great.
Well, sadly, Keith Emerson shot himself.
Oh, jeez. Spoiler alert.
It was in all the papers.
No.
He killed himself. He'd been battling with depression. He was unable to play the keyboard, but he really did set the standard for keyboard players. Their song, Hoedown.
This sounds familiar.
Album hit.
Oh.
Among aficionados. Also Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. A classic, a modern classical piece.
This.
Yes, you know.
This okay. I know. This was on a soundtrack. I think this was in Revenge of the Nerds.
You're right. When he's throwing the javelin.
When they were going around in their Greek Olympics.
Yes, mm-hmm. I believe it was not. I don't know if it was this version, but it was the same
melody.
Something
like this.
That's all Oscar and I know.
And Carnival 90. Carnival 9, First Impression Part 2. We actually played this song today. This is my favorite song by them.
Yeah, I love this too.
Hey, Pony, remember when in Revenge of the Nerds, when Lamar, he was the shot put, the javelin, right?
Yeah.
And they made him a javelin that was
focused on his limp wrist.
Yeah,
it was his limp wristed technique.
But in any case, he is a keyboardist that truly changed the way music sounded.
Amen.
And it makes me once again, God, if you're depressed, if you know someone who seems sad, look into them, check in on them.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
sad.
Not
that's a damn shame.
Cool.
Hi.
Hi.
No, I'm just kidding. You know. Sorry. That was Rob. That was not stopping the show. I know I shouldn't have given you that signal. I apologize.
You know what my favorite thing about you is right
What's
now?
That?
Nothing.
Have you seen how I just did that thing I just did?
Yes.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. It's our expense.
And why in the world would we think that there was some problem today?
I wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but I also, there was a problem.
Don't,
I just fixed
don't get
it
happy.
And I called you back. It was great. I did that. Nobody even knew.
Don't get happy. Now they know.
I did get a text from Kim. All right. I wasn't going to bring this up. But I did get a text from Carrie that says, "Is everything all right? Mike just called the house and hung up."
Yeah, I called your house.
Oh, my God. What a creep. All right.
Let me get this over here. There we go.
What else we got?
Let us close with this. Are you in a hurry?
Yes. Because he's happy, and now it's going to fall off again.
Hey, you know, it's called acceptance, Oscar. I've accepted it. That's it. I'm at that phase now.
Nine more steps. Good for you.
Yes. Very good. Thank you. Come on, wrap it up, goddammit.
There was a pretty
good
Saturday Night Live this weekend. Ariana Grande hosted. But my favorite moment, Larry David came in and, of course, did Bernie Sanders. And he was chosen to introduce Ariana Grande. And he almost did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ariana.
And that's it. That's all he did. He just did a hand motion and said, forget it. Here, let's hear
when
one
did
more.
Larry David become like a regular cast member on Saturday Night Live? With the whole Bernie Sanders thing, right?
Well, I think he's interested in the regular paycheck. He needs the money, you know.
I bet he's getting more than the scale that everybody gets on that show.
Well, you know what? I don't know, but he's got all the money in the world already from Seinfeld.
Of course he does. He doesn't need to do it. Doesn't need to do it at all.
So once again, here's how you introduce the act.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ariana.
Not even a chance to save it. That's your magic audio vault.
Oh,
have a
we're
great
done.
Monday, everybody.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. I didn't realize we were finished. That's it.
Yeah.
Another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone. Can you hear me? Okay, good. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it along to rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget to take our survey. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all your wonderful support of our advertisers. We don't say that enough on the show, and I'm saying that to you right now. When you people communicate with me and you let me know that you're using VistaPrint or you're using Texture or Blue Apron or any one of our fine sponsors, it really means a lot to me, and I love to share it with the people that run the business of this show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Cable Guy!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.